This is an iHeart podcast.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun on a Thursday. The weekend is almost here. I can almost smell it. Or maybe that's just Chris. We have a great night for you planned already. Here's what we're going to do. Why Democrats are losing Hispanics. The Atlantic is very confused. I'm going to tell you in a very blunt, offensive way why they're losing Hispanics. In fact, I might open with that. But here's what else do we have? We have more campaign violence against Republicans. We have the Federal Reserve Chairman saying things that are a little bit scary, a huge Supreme Court win. We have climate change genocide people. We have CNN reporters exposing themselves. Anchors are getting fired all over the place in the media. Am I going to get fired too? Oh, yeah, probably, Chris. Oh, and we have the latest and greatest from the San Francisco DA. On all the Pelosi stuff, and boy, did she have some very interesting things to say. All that and more coming up tonight on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. Oh, and did I mention this one? I don't know why this stuff makes me laugh. I don't know why, but one of the first headlines, I generally read the New York Post. It's one of the main places I go every day. Lots of times the Post is gutter trash. Lots of time the Post is great, but it's a good source of information. I do want to make sure they always get credit for breaking that Hunter Biden laptop story. So that alone gets me to the New York Post. And I saw this one and it gave me a horrible snicker. And I know this is bad, but New York City Building Commissioner resigns after a criminal gambling probe. Now, listen. He's a New York City political figure. I don't want to ever excuse any level of corruption, okay? Political corruption is terrible. I'm not defending it, all right? And I'm not making excuses for him. However, let me put it to you this way. What if I wanted some extra security around the studio? We're getting more death threats than usual from these communists, and we wanted some extra security. And what if we made the decision, instead of actually hiring a security company, what if we decided we wanted to hire a biker gang? Hey, let's go get an outlaw biker gang. Someone get the banditos on the phone, right? What if we were doing that? Only we wanted to find a biker gang that didn't drink or smoke. That's not really going to be possible. Okay, it's just not going to be possible. I think when you're in New York City, a little bit of corruption is just always going to be there, is it not? all right, forget about that. We're moving on from that. I have other stuff I want to do. I want to get to all the headlines. I want to get to all your emails. I really want to get to that because you have some really good ones. But I want to address a couple cultural things that'll be wildly offensive. Kyrie Irving's back in the news for insulting Jews. And we have Hispanics leaving the Democrat Party. We'll begin there, and then we'll go to Brooklyn's own Kyrie Irving. Why Democrats are losing Hispanic voters. Okay. Everyone ready to be offended? You ready for this? Hispanic voters are not traditionally Republican. Traditionally, because somewhere along the line, most of them were immigrants, traditionally, they have voted Democrat, a huge percentage of them, 60%, I would guess. It's always been about 50-50 here in Texas, but nationally it's 60-65 Hispanics vote Democrat. Now, what has happened? Well, the National Democratic Party, remember, they have made the complete drift. And wow, my voice just cracked, Chris. Maybe I'm hitting puberty. Anyway, they've made the complete drift into cultural Marxists. That's what they are now. They're cultural Marxists. They're communists now. Well, communism, as you well know, we talk about it all the time on the show. That's not about workers or any of this other crap. Communism is simply a search for society's malcontents. Every society has different groups of malcontents. You find them, you tell them that you'll hurt the people they blame for their problems in exchange for power, and that's really all communism is. It's not more complicated than that.
So the communists in America, the Democratic Party in America, they had to go searching. They couldn't find the workers. That was not going to work. Our workers are happy here. Well, who was unhappy here? Black people were unhappy here forever, understandably so, because they were being totally crapped upon. So the communists, the Soviets even talked about this, got deeply involved in the civil rights movement. Okay, you found some malcontents, they got involved. Feminists. Feminists are always miserable about something. That was gold for the communists. Gays. That was inevitable. This is a more traditionally Christian country. There's always going to be some tension, or generally tension, between an activist gay community and a Christian nation. The gays were mad about that. Well, the communists went right in there. That's somebody you can use. Hispanics, because the Democrats were considered more welcoming to the various Hispanic groups. And remember, when you say Hispanic, this is why I don't like it. It's so broad, and they're all different, and they generally dislike each other oftentimes. And I know this because, look, my best buddy's Mexican, and I'll get to that in a minute down here. But when I was in the Marines with Mexicans and Puerto Ricans and guys from El Salvador and Guatemala and Cuban, and I used to make them all mad. It was hilarious. I'd call them all Mexicans, and it would just drive them insane. That's a good way to get in a fight. Anyway, I did it to be insulting. But anyway, let's just use Hispanics in general. They voted Democrat. But here's the problem, and I find this to be actually quite hilarious. Hispanics are not traditionally fiscal conservatives, not really, not in general. I'm making generalities here, okay? Believe me, it doesn't apply to everyone. We're doing generalities for the time. They're not generally fiscally conservative. But what they most definitely are is socially conservative and traditional. My buddy, I told you, my best buddy down here, Luis, he is at a different family function almost every day, it seems like. And what is it? It's grandpas and uncles and cousins and sisters and brothers. And it's always one big family. And guess what it is universally? And by the way, this is mostly a family of traditional Democrats. I'll get to that in a moment. You know what every one of those families are? Every single one of them. Husband, wife, kids. Husband, wife, kids. They are very traditionally Catholic, and that is how they operate. Husband, wife, kids. The problem when you're a cultural Marxist, when you're a Democrat today, is you're constantly having to reach out to malcontents who maybe don't get along so well. Now, the Hispanic portion of the Democratic base, they withstood a lot of the traditional gay stuff that the Democrat Party did, always reaching out to gays, gay this, gay that. They didn't love it, but they withstood it for a while. But like all communists, that portion of it couldn't control itself. It went from, hey, we want to just marry whoever we want to marry, to, oh, I'm going to try to tell your son to cut his penis off. Now you've got a problem. Now you've got a problem, and a major problem, because here's what you did. Democrat politicians, with the help of the useless low-T GOP, have spent decades. This goes back to the 60s. They've spent decades filling this country up with Hispanic people because they thought it would always help their power base. It would always help their voter base. It would help gain them more seats. It's really why California is now the bluest state in America, and California is gone. Has no chance. It's just gone. So they filled the country up with Hispanic people. But then, in maybe one of the dumbest political moves I've ever seen a party make, the Democratic Party decided they were going to take all of those Hispanic voters and spit in their face by embracing the 15 transgender people there are here in the United States of America. And they can't help themselves. Every other day, Barack Obama has a new transgender TikToker interviewing him in the White House. And let me tell you what, back to my buddy Luis and all the Mexicans I hang out with all the time. We're talking Democrats here, remember. Now, not my buddy Luis, but most of his family, Democrats. They've only ever voted for Democrats. They are registering Republican, or in the very least, all of them are switching independent because of the LGBTQ Air Force stuff. And let me tell you, I don't give a crap if you hear that and don't like it. That's reality. They spent decades filling up the country with people who are not going to be down with trans stuff, and immediately took all those people and chucked them in the trash and began to embrace the trans stuff. It is the most suicidal political pact I've ever seen. And because the party is now run, the Democratic Party is now run by a bunch of 20-year-olds who spend too much time on Twitter and TikTok, they can't stop. They won't stop. If they were smart, they'd have a real accounting of this. But they won't. And they can't. It's not complicated why you're losing Hispanics. It's very obvious. You won't be able to stop. Now, we have to talk about what the Federal Reserve Chairman said about inflation and interest rates. And I'm not going to lie, it's horrific. It's horrific. It's very horrific. Please make a phone call for me right now if you don't mind. Oxford Gold Group. Call Oxford Gold Group and get some gold delivered to your front door.
And we think we have a ways to go. We have some ground to cover with interest rates before we get to that level of interest rates that we think is sufficiently restrictive. There's no sense that inflation is coming down.
Uh-oh. That was the Federal Reserve Chairman. Call Oxford Gold and get gold delivered to your front door before they wreck the dollar and the economy, which they're doing, about 15 minutes from now. Gold coins delivered to your front door. 833-995-GOLD. Tell them Jesse told you to call. I promise they'll take care of you. These are wonderful people. 833-995-GOLD. We'll go into more detail about this next.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It's still real to me, damn it!
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. I forgot to mention, my goodness, God forgive me. Tomorrow's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. It's the greatest day of the week. Remember, you new listeners, I take all 3 hours and I answer your questions. What questions? Whatever you want to talk about, whatever you email to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. They do not have to be political. It can be personal, men, women, jobs, country, history, food. It can be political. I don't care. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I love it. We have so many cultural and race and religion topics tonight. It's going to be so wildly offensive. I haven't even gotten to the anti-white racism ad, and that's going to be spicy and fun. So we already covered the war between Hispanics and the LGBTQ Air Force community. I'm sure that offended everybody. Again, don't care. So let's move right along to the next one. Let's cruise on down to Brooklyn. Kyrie Irving plays for Brooklyn. Now, let's pause here for a moment because it really, really, really is important to understand something. There have been cultural tensions between the Black community and Jews in America for decades. This goes back decades. And that's part of what we're about to talk about here. Remember, we're talking Nation of Islam, Louis Farrakhan stuff. I mean, how many times have you heard Farrakhan get up and didn't he call Jews termites? He called you people termites. This has gone on for a long time between the Black community and the Jewish community. Kyrie Irving's in trouble. Forced to give $500,000, and Brooklyn was forced to give $500,000 because he posted a link to some video he liked that apparently was trashing Jews. I don't know what it said. I don't know. But I wasn't surprised. I wasn't surprised when Kanye said what he said either. Are all these people genuinely just now discovering that there are tensions between the Jewish community and the Black community in this country? Is this news to people? Because this has been the story for my entire life. I have known this. And I'm not a Jew, and I'm not Black, so I've seen it. So I dang sure know you've probably seen it. What I find funny is this. Here's a quote. An interesting quote. In fact, there might even be audio of this still out there. I just remember the quote very well. The quote was, "Them Jews ain't gonna let me talk to him." You know who said that quote? Barack Obama's pastor, Jeremiah Wright. After Barack Obama was elected president, somebody asked him whether he had spoken to Obama since he became president. Remember, Jeremiah Wright got very, very famous when Barack Obama was running for office because everyone who paid attention at all figured out Barack Obama has been nurtured by a bunch of America haters his entire career. Jeremiah Wright said those words, and there was weirdly no outrage. Very odd. It's very odd how little outrage this anti-Semitic feeling has caused right up until Kanye West started putting on MAGA hats and Kyrie Irving chose to not take the vaccine. This is a cultural issue. A cultural issue. The two groups have issues with each other. Let me be very clear about something right now. You do not ever solve cultural tensions by just attacking and blasting the other side. You come together and have open, honest discussions about why those tensions exist and how to get rid of those tensions. Black leaders should be sitting down with Jewish leaders to come together and speak. That's what they should be doing. Instead, this is what's happening. Kanye West says something dumb about Jews, or Kyrie Irving says something dumb about Jews, then Jewish people band together and get Kanye West fired from virtually everywhere. Okay, well, guess what just happened? Courtesy of both groups, what just happened is the cultural tensions are now way worse. Now Jewish people think black people really hate them and really need to be smashed. And guess what black people think? I've saw this today. I saw Jewish people online today complaining that black people were having these big online meetings now in the wake of the Kanye stuff and the Kyrie stuff and saying more terrible things about Jews. Did you think destroying Kanye in every possible way was going to solve the problem of anti-Semitism? Did you genuinely believe that? Because if you really believe that, you're an idiot. That's not how you solve these cultural problems. You come together and speak. You come together and talk, and look, maybe both sides have legitimate grievances. Oftentimes, that is the case when you have cultural issues. But I promise you this war between these two cultures, and I'm the one without a dog in this fight, this war between these two cultures only gets worse from here. It only gets worse from here if we're going to continue ripping each other apart. But I tell you, I do find it interesting that the two black people who are getting the brunt of this are the guy who didn't take the vaccine and the guy who wore a MAGA hat. When black people from Kanye or from Nick Cannon, Ice Cube, again, Obama's pastor, this has been the Jews suck. That kind of talk has been common with famous black people for a long time, but only now are they getting canceled for it. Huh. That is interesting. Wouldn't you say, Chris? I'd say that's very, very interesting. It's almost like there's maybe another reason behind it. All right. Now let's talk low-T GOP. Because I had someone talk to me today about what are Republicans going to do, and people were concerned about what I've been saying about how I think Trump's going to get arrested. And I'm going to address that in a moment. Before I address that, let's address you. Testosterone levels are dropping. They're dropping. There are estrogens in the plastics. There are estrogens in the water. I mean, you shower in estrogen. I shower in estrogen. There's nothing you can do about that. You can't go fix your water. What you can do is make sure you're getting the natural herbal supplements in your body to stop that, to increase your testosterone levels. Chalk has that for you. Not only are these guys my friends and anti-communists to the max, remember, Chalk called the show and said, oh yeah, that's the kind of anti-communism we love. They sell natural herbal supplements with U.S. manufacturing, and they'll raise your testosterone levels by 20% in 90 days, fellas. Ladies, they have a female vitality stack. Go get a subscription now. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse gets you 35% off the subscription. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse, male vitality stack. Female vitality stat. Go now. All right. Let's have a chat. Hang on. It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. I can't get the smile off my face. I mean, why? Here's why.
You know, freedom is not free.
What, Chris? And we are days away from an election. Oh, I should probably give you a heads up about next week. Here's what's going on. Don't start sending me hate mail. I'm only going to be gone one day next week. There's nothing I can do about it. No, let me explain, Chris, idiot. I'll be here Monday. I have to go to Nashville on Tuesday, but I'll be doing a show live. Don't worry. So you get a show Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I'm staying in Nashville. On Tuesday night, by the way, I'm going to be in Nashville because Clay and Buck are having a big election night party, and I'm going to go see what kind of lame appetizers Buck is serving this time, and then we're going to hang out. And then Wednesday, I have to meet with a bunch of suits. You know, look, Chris, when you're a huge, important celebrity, you have to meet with suits. I mean, it'll probably be just me getting yelled at all the time. But Wednesday, I have to meet with all the suits. Thursday, because they apparently cancel every flight in this country now, the airline industry has been decimated, I'm traveling, won't be on, but I'll be right back Friday. Okay, so one day, it's a travel day. Don't yell at me. I can't teleport back and forth across the country. There's nothing I can do about it. But that's the story for next week. Now, I'm still laughing about Kathy Hochul being down in the polls in New York. That alone has me laughing. Can you imagine? We might wake up Wednesday morning and have a Republican governor of New York. Chris, don't say it's not going to happen, party pooper. Every party has a pooper. That's why we invited you, Chris, party pooper. It might happen. And I'm King Cynic. And I'm telling you it might happen. But anyway, man, not only did Kathy Hochul bring in Hillary Clinton for the home stretch, this is what they're going with.
I want to say one word about this emphasis on crime that we've seen in every ad that I've run across from the Republicans. I find it ironic and frankly disturbing that when Paul Pelosi is attacked by an intruder in his own home with a hammer, the Republicans go silent about that crime. You know, they're not concerned about voter safety. They just want to keep voters scared because they feel that if voters are scared, if they're responding to negative messages.
Is she the least charismatic human being in the history of mankind? I mean, she's got to be up there. What are you thinking if you're Kathy Hochul facing, let's be frank, an embarrassing election loss? If you have a state as blue as New York, and you step into the governor's mansion, and you didn't even earn the seat, remember? She only stepped in because Letitia James slipped a knife in Andrew Cuomo's ribs. So Democrats ran Cuomo out. Hochul's just given the job. And if she can't win that election, I don't think she can run for office again. It would be that kind of an embarrassment. And you bring in Hillary Clinton? I can't believe it. All right, now let's talk about, well, Joe Biden said something today.
Gays and gentlemen, here's the deal. It's a difficult time.
Gays and gentlemen. All right, quit. Jesse, I've never heard a president refer to a previous president, maybe ever or very infrequently. Biden brings it up all the time, while Trump hasn't said a word. So when he speaks, I see a man who knows what happened, so on and so forth. Okay, here's why Joe Biden brings up Trump all the time. And it is very concerning. If you're a huge Trump fan, it'll be very concerning what I'm about to say, but it is true. As you know, we've had this talk before. Let's have it again. We have a corrupt system. Trump was a system disruptor. He was the first of our system disruptors. There will be many, many more that come after him, but Trump was our first system disruptor, a real, true outsider who wanted to blow up how things had normally done, trade deals and border and how we dealt with China. And we had not been doing these things, Republicans or Democrats. So Trump is a system disruptor. The system, corrupt systems, destroy system disruptors. They do. That's why the first one is actually the weakest one. That's not an indictment of Trump, because the first one never knows exactly how evil the system is he's walking into. The next one will. And then once he's crushed, the next one will be even meaner. Then once he's crushed, the next one will be even meaner. That's how it goes. That's how I've warned of a dictator. But anyway, back to Trump. Trump is a system disruptor. Every part of our system, every part, not just the media, not just Democrats, the CIA, the FBI, DOJ, Hollywood, every single cultural part of our system, I mean, it's professional sports, all of them, our entire system, wanted to purge Trump out. If they looked at Trump as a dangerous, deadly virus. And so what did they do? They did the same thing your body does when you get a dangerous, deadly virus. Your body gets a fever, doesn't it? Well, you know what's happening there. Your body is trying to cook that out of you. That's what a fever is. Your body is trying to treat what's inside of you. Now, if it tries too hard, it can actually kill you. If the fever gets too high, burn up and die. But that's what's happening with your body. When you think about the system and system disruptors, you need to think about it in that way. It turned up the heat to a level that I argue has put us on a path to national destruction. The things the system did to get rid of Donald Trump, and is still doing, are things that will end America. When they decided, there are no more rules, nothing matters, the law doesn't matter, this virus must be killed at any cost. Well, as we've said before on the show, at any cost can get really, really expensive, can it not? Well, it was really expensive, and it's still very, very expensive. But in their doing, in their attempt at getting rid of Trump, which still goes on this day, remember, I told you, that Trump's going to be arrested. And now we have articles that come out that say, 60, 90 days out after the election, they're going to go after him. They're going to indict him. I've told you this is coming. Don't be surprised. It's coming. What's happened is they have so tainted Trump in the eyes of such a high percentage of Americans that it has made Trump radioactive. And that's not necessarily Trump's fault. Now, I'm not saying it's the majority of the country, but it's every Democrat. Every Democrat in this country thinks Donald Trump is the Antichrist. How many white suburban women think Trump is the Antichrist? Do you know the swing from white suburban women, the ones who voted for Joe Biden, are now going to vote Republican in the midterms? It's like 20%. 20%. Now, that's not every suburban woman. And I'm not saying they're right. I've told you before about the arguments I've had with suburban women in my neighborhood at these events. The dude's a Republican. She's a Republican. I don't like Trump. Too mean. Too rude. Don't like his tweets. And I'm explaining, do you like $5 a gallon for gas? Because that seems more important. But it's like it falls on deaf ears. But they have tainted Trump. That kind of system-wide effort to turn Trump into radioactive waste is effective. It is. The system is majorly powerful. They are. They impeached him twice over nothing, over laughable stuff. Joe Biden did more impeachable stuff in the first 15 minutes in the White House than Donald Trump did in his 4 years as president, and they impeached Trump not once but twice. What it has done, and I know it's unfair. You know, you can get mad all you want. I'm mad about it. What it has done, it has tainted Trump in the minds of such a high percentage of Americans. As a result, bringing up Trump is an effective motivator for them. It is. It does help their Democrat base. It revs them up. That's why you see that endlessly. Now, I got this email too. I told you I was going to get to a bunch of emails. Dear Jarhead Jesse, I don't like sending money online, so I looked up Preborn and sent $140 to Indianapolis, Indiana last week. I heard Nick last night call in, and I swear the tears of joy rolled out of my eyes like I can't remember ever happening. Thank you, and I plan to send money every month I can. His name is Gary. Do not thank me, Gary. Thank you. And thank Preborn, man. They're the ones that do it. They go find these scared, vulnerable women who don't think they have options, and they've been told it's a clump of cells by every part of this corrupt system their whole lives, and they're walking into an abortion clinic, and there's Preborn saying, hey, just come in for an ultrasound first, a free one. There's no charge to you. And the women who agree, they hear that heartbeat, and it's over. Well north of 90% choose life, and Preborn gives them that. And it costs $28 to give that woman that ultrasound for free. That's what they ask for. $140 gives her five of them. Go to preborn.com/Jesse. And put your money where your morals are. Help these women choose life. Save lives. Preborn.com/Jesse. Or dial #250 baby. I've got an animal inside of me.
Podcast.
Jesse Kelly.
You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. Remember, tomorrow's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Get your questions emailed in right now. Do not wait. Email them now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We'll spend the whole 3 hours answering your emails. I'll get to this Fed Reserve Chairman stuff here in just one quick second. First, AOC. Well, here she is.
So I pulled my Twitter app, and it's like gone. Like, when you pull up your mentions and stuff like that, it's just like literally like a blank screen. Totally gone. And I was like, that's weird. So it turns out we got under a certain little billionaire skin.
Doesn't she sound... All right, maybe it's just me. Doesn't she always sound so young? Boys, she does, doesn't she? Michael says she acts like it too. She does. She comes off to me, not even honestly, like some nefarious supervillain from the Bronx. She comes off like a teenage girl, but she's in her 30s. She sounds like a teenage girl. Listen to all the likes. I mean, like Elon, like, oh my gosh.
So I pulled my Twitter app and it's like gone. Like, when you pull up your mentions and stuff like that, it's just like literally like a blank screen. Totally gone. And I was like, that's weird. So it turns out we got under a certain little billionaire skin.
Like, oh my gosh. It's hilarious to me. One more thing. I can't wait to get to this anti-white racism ad that has everyone mad. Apparently this thing's playing in Georgia. We're doing all kinds of cultural tensions tonight. It's fantastic. Before I get to that and this Federal Reserve Chairman stuff, let me do this really quickly. The weekend cometh, right? So what do we do on the weekends? You know, for 10 minutes, what do we do on the weekends? I will give it to you. You give it to me. What are we doing? We're practicing for 10 minutes with our weapon this weekend, are we not? Because there's no such thing as good. There's trained and there's untrained. Either you train or you're not ready. You're not ready to carry that weapon around with you if you don't train with it. You are not. Mantis X allows you to train without spending money on ammo. It lets you train without driving to a range. You dry fire practice in the comfort of your home with Mantis X. It attaches to your weapon and you practice in your home. And that's not just target practice. I need to be clear. It's not just some targeting. Beep, you hit. Beep, you missed. They give you feedback. They'll fix your shooting. They'll put you through drills. No matter your proficiency level, they will make you better. Also, you want the greatest gift in the world for the person who owns a weapon in your life? Get them a Mantis X and watch them geek out. Go to MantisX.com, all right? MantisX.com. Now, let's address this before I get back to some more emails and stuff. Let's address Jerome Powell. Because Diversity Hire got up today, or yesterday, said this. I forget which day it was.
But that has sparked real fears that the nation could be teetering on the edge of a recession. How will the White House prepare for that?
So, want to be clear, there are no meetings or anything happening like that in preparing for a recession.
Okay. That's weird because your Federal Reserve Chairman just said this.
That we think we have a ways to go. We have some ground to cover with interest rates before we get to that level of interest rates that we think is sufficiently restrictive. There's no sense that inflation is coming down.
Chris just said in my ear that we're all going to die. I don't think it's quite that bad, Chris. That might be a little bit over the top, but it's going to be really, really, really bad. It's going to be really bad. And gosh, this is a little dark, man. We're going to need, you know what? Before we go dark, I need to pick me up.
I am the Frito Bandito. Hey, I like Fritos corn chips. I love them, I do. I want Fritos corn chips. I'll get them from you. Ay, 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 ay. Oh, I am the Frito Bandito. Give me Fritos corn chips and I'll be your friend. The Frito Bandito, you must not offend. Munch, munch, munch a bunch of Fritos.
We're still going to have Joe Biden in charge after next Tuesday. And here's what I mean. Yes, it is important that we do our red wave. Get your butt out there and vote. Vote, 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 vote. Vote for, crawl across broken glass and vote. But we can't get legislation passed. Keep that in mind. Any legislation we try to pass will be shot down by Joe Biden. Now, it is important to stop the Joe Biden bleeding. It's important to put a check on the FBI, if we can count on the low-T GOP to do that. It is really, really, really important to make sure they can't pass any more gigantic spending bills that they hilariously call the Inflation Reduction Act. All those things are extremely important, so it is critical. But that is stopping the bleeding. We've already lost a ton of blood, and the Federal Reserve Chairman, please hear what he's saying. I'm going to play it for you again. They just jacked interest rates up way high again. And he basically says, this is not going to solve inflation. The only reason, let me pause on this. They didn't jack it up near as much as they wanted to. They just don't want to trigger an automatic recession. He basically is saying that right now. He says, what we've done so far with interest rates, it's not even close to enough. There are more coming. I believe it's January or February. I forget which one it is. January or February, there are more of these coming. And even then, they're not telling you it will solve inflation. Listen to what he says. We've got some rocky roads ahead of us.
That we think we have a ways to go. We have some ground to cover with interest rates before we get to.
So just pause. Let's be clear. When he says we have a ways to go, we have ground to cover. He's talking about raising interest rates. He's talking about raising rates. That's what ways to go, ground to cover means. We haven't raised interest rates near enough to stop inflation.
That we think we have a ways to go. We have some ground to cover with interest rates before we get to that level of interest rates that we think is sufficiently restrictive. There's no sense that inflation is coming down.
There's no sense that inflation is coming down. I'm going to move away from this now because it's all just crappy and there's nothing we can do about it. So I don't love spending a whole bunch of time on this. I just want you to be aware that's where we're going. The value of the dollar is going to continue to drop. They're going to continue to jack interest rates up high in order to stop that, in order to stop that bleeding. We have no indication yet that we are in a place where we've raised interest rates enough to stop inflation. So you still get inflation and increasing interest rates. And they're telling you openly, there's going to be more. I'm just telling you so you can make preparations. All right? All right. Well, now that we've offended all these people, let's offend some more people. Because there's an ad running in Georgia about anti-white racism. Let's have an uncomfortable talk, huh? Hang on. Baby,
to show how much you mean. This is an iHeart podcast.